Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
This hour of the Trevor Carey Show, sponsored by OsborneHomes.com.
For those who are going to have travelers come into town to visit them, those travelers need to quarantine for 14 days. This is not something that you want to start doing the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. They really need to come into town and quarantine and make sure that they're safe to visit us. The last thing that you want to do is to have a Thanksgiving holiday turn into, a coronavirus cluster.
Trevor Carey. I'm willing to fight. The Trevor Carey Show. And I'm a go now swinger. Trevor Carey. Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. Let's
go! If you are going to go ahead and have a gathering, then make it as authentic as possible and have it outdoors, just like the original Thanksgiving was. Just make sure that you're doing it outside, that you have less than three households, and that you try to limit it to 2 hours or less that you're interacting with your loved ones.
Yeah, do it like the original pilgrims did. Just go outside. I don't even know really what to say anymore. Month before Christmas. They don't want people to make any money right before Christmas. And the sad thing is people are just laying down and let yourself just get squashed by this one-man party rule. Governor Newsom issuing a curfew for purple counties, meaning 94% of the population. Governor Genghis Khan. Order takes effect 10 o'clock Saturday night, remain in effect till 5 a.m. December 21st. If you're feeling like you don't know what to do about this, well, one step you can do is become a civil disobedient brigade member and come out rally noon Saturday, the Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street. Love to have you there. A sensible strategy for this would be right now if the Dr. Vollras of the world would focus on those that are the most susceptible to this. And we know who that is 8 months into this. And I said I was going to ask you a question that I need you to be honest about. And God forbid that if you came down with COVID real bad, like on a ventilator, or God forbid you get a disease, that the odds aren't 99% in your favor. You know, some diagnoses that people get, they're told you got a 10% chance, a 25% chance. Life is very fragile. But my question is, if you had a disease and I told you I had access to the following doctors for you, I mean, literally, I have an airplane trip. I can walk you into their office this week and they will spend days and weeks analyzing and treating you. Be honest with yourself. Would you go to Dr. Roger Hotsman, trained Cambridge, former chair of the Royal College of Physicians? Or what if I offered you Dr. Jave Bhattacharya at Stanford or Dr. Sunetra Gupta at Oxford? Or Dr. Martin Kulldorff at Harvard. Or Dr. Ray Zvor at Fresno County. I want you to be honest. You got 5 seconds to decide. Choose. Who did you pick? Okay, open your mind to what doctor you picked and what they have to say about our current situation. Would you go to Stanford, Oxford, Harvard, or would you go down to Fresno County? Now, Dr. Vora, you studied hard. You became a doctor. I would hope as a doctor that you would look at the science, but you're not. He's not. None of them are. And they're continuing this right at Christmas time. They know exactly what they are doing. And everyone that is doing this, saying this, what do they have in common? Employment. They have employment in common. And they want us to believe that government is going to be there. Guess what? That's not how we live as conservatives. We don't expect the government to be there for us. We are there for ourselves, and we are waking up real quick and realizing that we are alone. We are all by ourselves. Our mayor, he's right in line. Wants you to voluntarily comply. Our city council, short of Bredefeld, they want you to voluntarily comply. Our board of supervisors, they want us to voluntarily comply because the government is going to be there. Right, Supervisor Magsig?
Businesses are struggling right now. And I think what the message that businesses need to hear is that government's going to be there to provide the assistance that they need so they can move forward.
Oh, relax. Everything's fine. Government's going to give you the assistance you need so you can move forward. Don't come down to the rally. We're going to move forward. But you got to be aware, businesses, of the dangers.
I think business owners need to be clear that there are some dangers that are out there. Businesses need to be smart how they're operating. And to the extent they can follow CDC guidelines and follow the law, then they need to make the decisions that are in their best interest.
Yeah, exactly. And the decisions that are in their best interest are not following the government officials. I mean, what world are you living in? I guess the employed world, right? Supervisors, Board of Supervisors, why don't you all take a 90% cut? Okay, let's be a little nice. It's Christmas. How about a 75% cut? Could you do that? Could you handle that?
People aren't regulated.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that the public is protected.
Really? The public is protected. While the public is screaming out, we're not protected, we're not safe, we're not healthy, we're being buried here. You want to keep up with a press release from April? Really?
I want to focus my energies as a supervisor is making sure that our hospitals don't run out of capacity. They don't run out of personal protective equipment. And these are the areas that I personally am focusing on.
And I agree. That's what we have to watch out for. But right now, we're not setting up field hospitals. People are setting up in their backyard. But he's frustrated a little bit. You hear the frustration because of the unconstitutionality of this. The fact that we are actually locking down healthy people. Really? Really? Okay, that frustrates you just a little bit. Do you know how many people, Supervisor Magsig, are frustrated way beyond with COVID, with the lack of leadership?
So when we talk about voluntary compliance, one thing that kind of frustrates me a little bit is I still believe that people have liberties and freedoms.
Oh, he still believes a little bit, I guess. It frustrates him. Well, it frustrates probably Mike and Clovis a lot of bit. Mike and Clovis, welcome to the show. Hi there, sir.
Hey, Trevor. Love your voice. Love your show, man.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
What do you think about 10 p.m. Saturday? We all show up at downtown Clovis. Bring a six-pack, sit down, whatever, and show off our social disobedience with this.
Maybe even bring out a fryer and drop a turkey in?
Yeah, somebody should throw up a big screen TV. We could have movies or stuff, but let's just go sit down there. You know, if 10 of us show up, we might get thrown in the paddy wagon, but if 50 of us show up, they're not going to do anything.
What movie? What movie should we show? Let's show Rudy.
There you go.
He fought back, didn't he? He was an underdog, and he fought back.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Hey, Mike and Clovis, if you plan this little soiree, you got my email, trevor@powertalk967.com. I'll throw on some sensible shoes and a sack lunch and show up.
That's good. Well, I might see you down there.
10 p.m.?
I'm not on Facebook, but we can...
Well, I'm not either. That's right.
While you've got it.
It's trevor@powertalk967.com. It's hopefully you can remember that. If not, it's right there on the website. Mike, I look forward to that invite. We got to get a copy of Rudy somewhere. Guy in Exeter, do you have a copy of Rudy we could borrow?
Rudy.
I'm a short guy, and when I worked in radio in Colorado Springs when that movie was out, the other DJ guys, my buddies, that was my nickname. And I did a night show guy, and I went, and this is back in the cart days when all the commercials were on cart, and it had a fake business on the front, and I played the next commercial, and they did a fake promo of Trevor Carey is Rudy, and I just sat they busted me on the air with it, and I just sat back and laughed. So I've always been a Rudy fan.
Yeah. Well, Trevor, I just wanted to kind of vent for a second about the lockdown. You know, there's just so many things to vent about, you know, the election, all that. I'll be honest with you, this year, I hate to say it, but this is my first time ever voting. I was just always one of those guys that just kind of, nah, none of them are going to do anything, that type of thing. And this year I actually went out and voted. I'll say it, I voted for Trump. And, you know, that's a whole mess in itself. I just want to talk about the lockdown real quick, because whoever stays in the White House is going to have to deal with this. And what's bothering me, and I know a lot of other people too, I feel like I'm kind of preaching to the choir, is that stuff is kind of, I mean, they're just telling you stuff, and it's just contradicting what they said just only a few months ago. And people nowadays, it just, I feel like our attention span as a whole is just, there is no attention span. It's just, we can't even remember what we protested for a month ago.
Guy, you are on dead with that one. I can tell you, I'll hear something about the Russiagate thing that I told.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Totally forgot about, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I just, you know, I know it's all social media. There's a ton of reasons why we're like that now as a society. But what bothers me is I am one of those people that kind of remember what happened at the beginning of this shutdown. I know there's a lot of other people out there, too. And you can look it up, which is, it's rare to do nowadays. We always just read headlines and move forward with our comments. But if you look it up, certain left newspapers or media outlets back then were saying, we are locking down not to prevent the spread of this virus. The spread is going to happen. It's going to happen. The reason why we're locking down is because we want to get up, you know, we want to see who it's dangerous for. That's why we closed the schools, just in case it's dangerous for kids, and we want to beef up our health care system, because in the fall, there's going to be a flood of cases. Cases will rise. I mean, there's a New York governor, I don't know if I can say his name, but you can find his interview online where he's saying cases will rise as testing, you know, becomes more available. So back then, it wasn't about cases. It was about the possible deaths. They used that kind of fear about the deaths that are going to, there's going to be a pile of bodies everywhere, which this is real. The virus is real. You can die from it. I wear a mask. I'm not fighting in Walmart in aisle 7 over a mask. I'm not that type of guy. I'll shut up and put a mask on. But it's that feeling of basically all the rules that are coming out now. Now they went from the deaths to the rising cases, when just months ago they were telling us, don't worry about the rising cases. This is going to spread. You are going to get this virus. We just need to help the healthcare systems out so we don't overrun the whole thing.
Guy, it's psychologically designed is what they're doing.
Oh, totally,
and you're
totally
Definitely hitting the points. You are 100% correct. Guy, thank you for that call. Miles, lay some knowledge on us, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Trevor. How about yourself, man?
Good. Well, better than some, I guess.
Well, yeah, man. Good to hear, though, man. Yeah, that whole Gavin Newsom though thing, man. I've just been telling everyone they should just do what they're doing, because, you know, he gets to throw his parties, he gets to send his children to private school. So honestly, Trevor, like lately, I don't want to say I've been changing hearts, but I'll like when they start talking about the lockdown, I'll like subtly be like, yeah, and people keep voting Democrat, right? Like, you know, can you believe that? Like, definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So, you know, I start with personal friends. You know, you guys start with family. You don't have to. I tell people all the time, I'm not here to change your opinion, but I'm just here to provide a different point of view, perhaps not something you're aware of. And last thing, Trevor, because I am in a hurry today, though, like, my opinion since COVID, man, I was way prepared back in November, man. I was telling my coworker, hey, you know, this COVID thing is pretty wild. Back in late November, I was like, hey, China's doing some wild things early December, and by late December, I mean early December, and then by late December, I was like, hey, so China's like locking people inside their house. They're like, what? Yeah, they're just full-blown locking people. This might be a thing. And then, but from there on out, Trevor, as the data came in, my opinion has not swayed. This is just like the flu. People die from the flu every day. So when you say that, people get riled up. But I tell people all the time, people die from the flu. It's a serious thing. But we don't shut down the economy, the world's biggest economy, and we don't shut down healthy people, you know?
Amen, Miles. You are correct 100%. He was on it early, man. See, that's what you got to do for yourself. Connor, you got a movie for Saturday night at 10 p.m. in Clovis?
You got it, Trevor. Rudy's a good one, but I'll tell you what, it'd be more ironic if we played the movie made after George Orwell's book, 1984.
Mm. Or maybe even Red Dawn. That just popped in my mind.
Now we're talking. Exactly.
When we fought back against the communists. 1984. Well, maybe we'll just have, drive-ins have. Well, they got two or three movies that show, right?
Hey, there you go.
Maybe multiple screens. Maybe we'll have multiple screens going. Connor, I guess then you're not going to abide by all of this.
I can't say I'm going to.
Well, I'm glad for that. Connor, thank you, buddy. Good idea. Statement on the governor's limited stay-at-home order from the city of Fresno. The city of Fresno is asking residents to voluntarily comply with the limited stay-at-home directive. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims will not enforce curfew. Not going to make criminals out of normal, law-abiding citizens. Thank you, Sheriff Mims.
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to, exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
Yeah, you're going to feel some social pressure. Saturday noon, Fresno County Health Department, big rally, Fresno and Fulton Street. More of your calls, 559-247-CALL. We'll do it next.
The Trevor Carey Show, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Well, look at this. An op-ed from the New York Times today admits President Trump was right. Democrats were wrong about keeping schools open. They come out with that after the election. Thanks, New York Times. See, they all know it. They all know it. That's why Governor Newsom went out to his face mask happy birthday thing, because he knows it. That's why Nancy Pelosi went to her blowout, because she knows it. She knows it. Daniel in Fresno, welcome. Hi there.
Who's it?
Hi, Daniel.
Daniel?
You're on,
hi,
Daniel. How are you doing, bud?
Yeah, good. Two things. The first one is an act for this. It's a movie that's 40 years old, Network.
Network.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one. Was that Robert Redford? Am I remembering right?
I don't remember even who was in it. I just remember thinking about it. Right now.
Actually, Agent Squires told me we have a little line from that movie you just brought up, Daniel, right here. Ready?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
There it is. Network. Well, yeah. We'll try and do it.
I was told not to swear.
Thank you. Yeah, Agent Squires does tell people that because we do have some potty mouths out here. Daniel, I'll give you last say, bud.
Okay. In answer to your question, I actually faced that question with a... potentially terminal description, and two local doctors to the smartest guys at Stanford.
You go to Stanford or Harvard or somewhere to talk to a doctor, right? That's on the...
They said, go to Stanford, and we did.
Yep, that's... I remember back... in the 90s with an issue, went to Stanford as well. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate the call right there, 559-247-CALL. Let's go to Carol. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that from day one, we never followed any of the directions we were given. We've had family gatherings all along. My 92-year-old father with us, no problems. My neighbors everywhere in Madera, there's on the weekends 10, 20 cars in front of houses, people getting together. Thanksgiving will be no different. And from here on out, we just ignore and do what we want.
Well, so, I wish more people were like that, Carol, but you could You know, they might trace this call and come to your house. You got to be careful. They're looking for people like yourself, Carol. And well, Carol, see, now I'm going to say at this point that we're at right now with what we've seen, I understand 94-year-old grandpa wanting to be there and all, but are you concerned at all with that? Because I say we do know who's being hit hard by this.
Right, but my dad, he will tell you first thing, if I'm not going to sit by myself in my house for the rest of my days worrying about getting sick. If I get sick, I get sick, and I feel the same way.
I do too. Carol, God bless you. And hey, and tell your is it your grandpa or your dad?
My dad.
Tell your dad to have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. One more question. At this protest Saturday, are we wearing masks or not?
It's America, Carol. You can it's up to you. Can do what you want to do. Your body, your choice, as the Democrats say, right?
All right. Yeah.
Your body, your choice, Carol. Laura in Fresno, welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Laura. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Hey, my point is this. If they want people to have social distance and they're closing everything down at 10 o'clock and it's the holiday season, why wouldn't they leave Target open late at night? So people can do shopping, leave their kids at home. There's less people there because people are going to be jammed in trying to get it in a few hours of time versus if they've got the evening hours when they'd stay open late, like on Black Friday and everything, they'd stay open till 11 o'clock.
Laura, stop making – Laura, I live in California. You live in California. Stop making sense.
It's just unbelievable. You know – and I'm a rule follower, and but some of this is just not common sense. It's like, if you want less people, extend the hours so they have more hours to get things done.
It does make a lot of sense. I can't believe the cases are going up when the testing is going up. Hello, right, Laura? Thank you for the call. Let's get one more in. Stan in Reedley. Stan, thank you for calling.
Hey, Trevor, I just wanted to make a comment. I'm a teacher and a coach. And I teach in a district that has allowed kids to come back every other day with two different sections. And I just wanted to share, when they first came back, they were lethargic.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
You couldn't even get them to talk. They were so withdrawn. And within 2 weeks, today was the last day for one section. And the kids were having fun. They were interacting. The energy levels up. It's amazing what happened in just 2 weeks of those kids going back to school. Mm-hmm. And as far as football goes, I coach in a school at Visalia. And our football team is ready to go now. We've been practicing now for 2 months and not one COVID incident, and these kids are ready to play. And if you took this away from football players their junior and senior year, you would destroy some kids.
I can't imagine my last year of baseball in high school being taken away. That's just so sad. And Stan, what age you saw a difference in the kids? What age group are you?
7 through 8.
7th and 8th grade, yeah.
It was unbelievable. The first day they couldn't even, we couldn't even get them to count for the jumping jacks. Now they're yelling and screaming, having a great time. And it's just, the energy has changed, just being outside, being with people, socialization. Everything that we believe in as teachers is going down the tube for all these kids that can't go to school.
Stan, thank you for checking in with that. And the New York Times op-ed admits Trump was right, Democrats are wrong about keeping schools open. You heard that story, and it's everywhere. But remember, keep doing this.
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to, you know, exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
Oh, you're going to feel the social pressure. Noon outside the Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Streets on Saturday. Governor Newsom, curfew for 94% of the state. We're locked down 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Sean Steele, he's the Republican National Committee man for California, and he's up next.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
But just because someone's not going to tap you and write a citation doesn't mean you shouldn't do the right thing. You know, we know better. We were taught better. And that's what our grandparents and parents taught us, just to respect others, even if we're not going to respect ourselves. And again, wearing a face covering is a sign of toughness. It's a sign of resolve. It's a sign of someone who gives a damn.
Oh, yeah. Boy, he sure did. His little happy birthday to you. I bet he was singing it louder than anybody would have spoken in tongues at a church that you can't get into. Right? He is a Republican National Committee man for California, Mr. Sean Steele. Mr. Steele, thank you for being on, sir. How are you?
Oh, gosh, never better. Having a great time, you know, searching for liberals and smashing their ideological seats.
So you're out there hunting around, finding some liberals to smash down their views. Their views. That's how we are. Now, sir,
we got way too many.
We have something in common. You, high school chair for Reagan when he first ran for governor. He was the first politician when I was in high school. He was president in the I graduated in '84. But boy, there were a lot of us young conservatives then. Give us a little background on you, Mr. Steele.
Well, that's something that only very few people know, so we don't want to spread it around. But no, I consider myself literally a child of the conservative movement. I consider myself what's called a movement conservative. So I love conservatives of all type. But to me, it's been a lifetime project, literally, starting at at Van Nuys High School, and we carried the San Fernando Valley 49% for Barry Goldwater, and I learned to do a precinct walk, lots of walking. But I did the most in my life for my wife's election, and according to the Sidekick computer that we have in all of our iPhones in the campaign, I knocked on and engaged 1,078 households. So if you want to win, you got to get out there and talk to the base.
You got to pound the street. Social media only does so much. Eye contact's all we can have these days. That's all we can see are people's eyes.
Right.
Mr. Steele, explain what you do in your position as the Republican National Committee man for California. I know it has a lot to do with getting people elected.
Well, it's a lot of fun. The RNC is a body that's been around since Abraham Lincoln. It started in 1856. The structure is pretty straightforward. There's three people from every state, man and woman, a committee man, committee woman, and a state chair. That's it. So there's 168 members. That includes also, besides the 50 states, six territories. And people get a bonus if they can name those six territories, and they never can. But that's okay. I know what they are. And so it's so you could be from a small place like American Samoa with 50,000 American citizens, and they are American citizens, but they're not a state, nor do they want to become a state. But they have three members of the RNC, and California is a population of, 40 million. We also get three. So I have the honor of representing the largest conservative party on earth, the California Republican Party, with 5 million members. You know, we didn't have that 10 years ago. We've grown, but the Democrats are much, much bigger. But still, 5 million is a good number.
I'm telling you, we can just get that state of Jefferson formed. We'd be good, wouldn't we?
No, we need about six of them.
Six states of Jefferson's? Okay.
Yeah. Cut off L.A., cut off San Francisco, and life is good. And life would be much better.
Well, I tell you, probably a lot of people in L.A. and San Francisco would agree with you today.
Yeah, as we've
seen. Let me ask you, Mr. Steele, you mentioned Goldwater, Reagan, then we moved into Nixon, and then Reagan came along in the White House. And we've seen since then, and, you know, the George W. Bush and all of that with, you know, McCain and Romney, a real watering down of conservatism.
Yep.
Why is it? Why do Democrats... So why are they not afraid to be liberal, but some Republicans are afraid to campaign as diehard conservatives?
Well, no. Let's be fair. Let's not be too harsh. I mean, we supported John McCain, and you know, we took conservatives came out in a big way, and you know, he came down with a watered down, barely conservative message and got his ass kicked, and it was embarrassing. It was a terrible candidate, and so we tried it again with the ultimate mushy moderate that we could find, and you know, Mitt Romney, and I hope that the citizens in Utah understand what a treacherous human being this is. This guy stands for zero.
Mr. Steele, tell me how you really feel about Romney, please.
Well, he needs to go. So our motto is Mitt quit or quit Mitt. The man's going to be he's the one that the Democrats count on the most. And that's embarrassing. You never want to be given that title or being involved in that. So that's how it works. So Mitt Romney is one of the headaches that we have. So conservatives dutifully supported two losers, and they've learned you don't need to do that anymore. It's not profitable. Supporting losers just continues losing. Now, Trump came along, broke every single rule known to man. He was not my first choice. I didn't know what he was. I didn't know what he was ideologically. I never saw him at a Reason Foundation dinner. I never saw him at Cato. I never saw him at the Heritage Foundation. None of that. And even when he got elected, I wasn't too sure. Then he started making some pretty good appointments, Betty DeVos and Elaine Chao, and he made some lousy appointments, you know, with the Secretary of State and his Chief of Staff at one point, but ultimately turned out to be one of the most successful conservative presidents in American history. And that's what makes a difference. He understood the importance of the courts. He never backed down. He had every reason for backing down, you know, putting up Kavanaugh and all the nasty attacks that Kavanaugh got, but by standing firm with McConnell. McConnell's a hero too. He's a great hero. And they got a lot of stuff done. So Trump has changed everything. It taught me, Sean Steele, that working class is our friend. You know, it doesn't have to be just purely middle class folks. I consider our party middle class, not rich, not elite, not poor. But the working class is something the Republicans aren't used to. And that has opened up a huge door to get us 73 million votes. And with the most withering the propaganda against that Trump is one of the one for the ages. And he still walks away with 73 million votes and helps us get the Senate and picks up seats for us in the House. He was pretty successful, considering that everything was against him.
I mean, everything was. Now, Mr. Steele, do you think Republicans running in the future will see that success that this president has had and see that that's the secret ingredient, being as conservative as their opponents are liberal?
Yeah, I think you don't back down from the common values that Americans like. We like to have we like our police. Nobody's perfect. Police aren't perfect, but four of those police unions endorsed my wife, Michelle Steele, who's now a congresswoman, knocking out a Democrat who claimed he was a moderate, but he voted with Pelosi literally 100% of the time. So even the moderate Democrats lie. You know, there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat.
No,
not in the Senate, not in the House. Maybe down the street in the deli, but not in political position. And the other is that Trump also taught us that you don't have to duck and cover. You can state a position, be bold about it, and unless you're really made a terrible mistake, you don't have to apologize. We can find little nitpicking things that we can complain about, but by standing hard for principle with good people, and it took them 2 or 3 years to kind of sort out the mess in Washington, D.C., that's why you needed another four, you know, to really have a good administration with highly motivated conservatives. But darn it, he's changed our party for the better. We don't have to be foreign policy interventionist. We want to talk. We don't talk down the people. We talk up the working class and the middle class. That's a powerful combination.
It is. My guest is Sean Steele, Republican National Committee man for California. Mr. Steele, I'm going to give you an opportunity here to give some hope to Republicans. Did I hear you say, what, 5 million of us in California? Is that about
That's
right?
That's right.
All right, 5
Registered.
Million. And, you know, there's a lot of them. I hear from them planning on digging up their roots. And, Mr. Steele, many of these roots go generations back. They want to U-Haul it to Idaho, Texas, Arizona. Not a lot of places to escape today, but what hope on the horizon?
Well, there's a lot. The other unsung thing that, that mainstream media was never doing, that's why none of us waste our time watching mainstream propaganda, and unless you enjoy that sort of thing, to me it's self-defeating. But you know, more Latinos voted for Trump than anyone since Ronald Reagan. And then the toughest nut to crack is the African-American community, and Trump went after that community relentlessly and attracted a core following that we need to nurture and take care of. Look, I had the personal great honor of sitting down having dinner. I just came back from Washington. My wife's going through orientation, indoctrination from Pelosi right now. But Burgess Owens, who just grabbed a seat in Utah, and he's African-American, articulate. He's been working with troubled youth ever since he retired from the NFL. And then he comes over, and you know, we're taking pictures, and he takes off his Super Bowl ring and puts it on my finger, and you know, I got the best picture in town, right? That's the kind of guy he is. And so we have a different crop of politicians we've ever had before. I'll give you an example. We had the Spouses Caucus. You know, that's something they set up. And I go into the room, they're all guys. We elected a whole bunch of women. We elected more women, conservative women, smart women. Two of them that fled communism in Korea, and then one that fled communism in the Ukraine. So these three gals, including my wife, you know, really got along well. And so we have really smart, successful women. And then the guys, what are a bunch of guys going to do in Washington, D.C., you know, the spouses? So we went for a pub crawl. What are guys going to do? So it's a different dynamic. So I had a nice badge said I was a spouse. I was a spouse of the congresswoman. Well, that's what it's going to take if we're going to expand our majority. And well, that's how we expanded it.
You know what Republicans are saying now? That women belong in the House.
Well, they did it. By the way, nobody recruited them. Nobody came and, hey, Michelle, you got to run. No, it was organic. Michelle had been elected to several positions and was a well-known tax cutter. And so so the seat came open. It was pretty obvious. Her supervisorial seat was two-thirds of the district. Most of these other women that got elected were obvious. It wasn't like, oh, let's find a woman that checks off this box, that box, and make a difference. So they ran tough campaigns, mostly against men, mostly against, you know, white males that the Democrats put up, and beat them. And so it's a new Congress, and Pelosi is going to have so much problems. Oh, my God. She's only got to have a majority of about six, and her caucus is a mess, and it's in chaos.
Well, congratulations to your wife as well, and you have iPhone proof of spousal support, don't you?
I certainly
do. You were walking those blocks, I can tell you that much. Now, you just returned from D.C. Don't you have to wait 2 weeks to make a phone call?
Not at all.
No, okay.
Especially our friends on friendly radio stations. No, I tell you, the best therapy Michelle and I got, she walked a lot. She walked a tremendous, every time I did, she did. And it was therapy. I got to talk to Republicans who've been shut in their home, who was grateful to have somebody knock on their door. Now, most of our walkers are young kids, you know, because of COVID. They had plenty of time there, and they wanted to do something useful, and they got credit. We set up an internship program. And having a nice young kid knock on their door, a Republican, and first of all, the people inside the house, you kids are Republican? And they loved it. And so we had a heck of a ground game, and I found it wonderful just talking to our people on a regular basis. And there's so much pent up energy, and it came through. It. Remember how we used to lose elections, 2 years ago at the last minute? Well, especially those provisional votes. Well, we had provisional votes, but we found out that over those that registered on the election day to vote. Usually that's a Democrat thing, right? You know, registering to vote on election day. And that's a new law the Democrats put together. So we got 70% of those votes. These were Trump voters that had never voted before, didn't know how to register, and they just showed up on election day and said, hey, where's my ballot?
Well, hey, you have to register to vote. We'll take the procrastinators.
Well, and they were counting on voting. In other words, they didn't know what the rules were. They just knew they had to show up.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mr. Steele, you're talking about all those people that were out working and walking around and the satisfaction you got back from hearing from people. We had a program here called the Power Talk Precinct President Program where we got out and learned to ballot harvest. And three of our precinct presidents that signed up, just people that were just at home and said, I want to get involved. The Republican Party's now hired them to go back and fight in Georgia until January. So,
we sent a bunch of our best to Georgia, too.
Isn't that good?
These kids that have never been to Georgia in their lives.
Oh, I had to tell them how gone and get you what you want you meant, because I'm from Tennessee, so I had to give them a little Southern language talking.
No, that's good. Something about pecans, too. And so
Pecan pie.
I knew it. Yeah, love it. Most delicious food in the world. So they were sent 100 miles, I guess, between Atlanta and the coast. I mean, a part of the country I never have imagined ever being to. But they get to go there knocking on doors, talking to folks. And these were our stars. I didn't know you got some from your area.
Oh, too. We got stars down here, too, man. My friend Sean, thank you for the confidence, and we're going to keep fighting, sir. Thank you so much. Hey, let's talk again real soon.
We're going to keep those Trump voters engaged. We are not walking away from them. They are the backbone of our new party.
Thank you, sir. Ho, ho, ho. A picture with Santa? No way. Who says? Dr. Vora. You're killing me, Smalls.
Trevor Carey. Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
I am sitting here looking at everything I wanted to get to today, and I don't even think we even got to half of it. So good thing, God willing, there's a show tomorrow. Rally noon Saturday outside the Fresno County Health Department at Fresno and Fulton Streets. I was just telling you about the New York Times op-ed that admitted that President Trump was correct. Democrats were wrong. Their actual wording about keeping schools open. Well, to add to that, to the inconsistency, CDC Director, that's Center for Disease Control, Mr. Redfield, said schools should remain open during the pandemic. Fresno Teachers Association, what are you going to say about that one? He said extensive data over the last few months confirmed K-12 schools can operate with face-to-face learning. They can do it safely, responsibly. We've been saying that forever. So trustee Terry Sladek was correct. Even Supervisor Bob Nelson was on the show in the summer saying ready to get back to school. In case you just flipped on any kind of media for the first time in the last few hours, Governor Newsom has issued curfew for purple counties. That means 94% of California. Isn't that... That starts Saturday night at 10 o'clock. Even more reason to come out noon Saturday. And maybe Clovis at 10 if they do it Saturday night. I'd have to take a nap before I got out there. I was halfway serious back when fireworks were being canceled in July when I said no over the river and through the woods, no Santa's lap at all. Yes, that's what they're saying now. Santa photos should be outside. Okay, or they're just saying superimpose it. A socially distant mask visit. Video calls with Santa. Dr. Vora said holiday photos may be held outdoors with individuals socially distanced. Here they are. They're not going to stop. They are so up in our lives.
If you are going to go ahead and have a gathering, then make it as authentic as possible and have it outdoors.
Okay, we will. Supervisor Magsig.
Businesses are struggling right now, and I think what the message that businesses need to hear is that government's going to be there to provide the assistance that they need so they can move forward.
All right, you take comfort in that? Government's going to be there to give you the assistance that you need to move forward. It's up to us. Isn't it horrible how audio has gotten during the lockdown? Everybody's at home. Our front car hang right there. Come on, man. Sounds good here, doesn't it? Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. John Girardi's next. Have yourself a lockdown evening.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.